you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year. And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show as the Del Norte Warriors are here at McKinleyville High tonight facing off against the Panthers. I'd like to thank all the Warrior fans tuning in to Del Norte Warrior basketball and a shout-out to all the Warrior alumni around the country following up the Warriors on DelNorteSports.com. Earlier in freshman action, it was Del Norte defeating the Panthers 42-32. The Warriors were led by Bliss Blackburn. She had a career-high 29 points on the night. And the freshmen go to 8-6 overall and 3-2 in conference play. As for the JV squad, it was business as usual for them as they defeated the Panthers 44-22. They're 15-6 overall, 4-1 in conference play. And Malia Jackson ended up with 19 points on the night. And now for the starting lineup. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. Starters brought to you by DelNorteSports.com. With schedules, results, and podcasts, check out DelNorteSports.com. And for your Del Norte Warriors, they'll be starting sophomore, number one, Brooklyn Carter. Junior, number two, Lily Nunez. Junior, number 12, Anissa Batiga. Junior, number 22, Jacqueline Gorbett. Sophomore, number 35, Lauren Stoops will get the start for the Warriors tonight. And as for the McKinleyville Panthers, the home team, they will start number 3, Kim Lewis. Number 10, Trinity Preston. Number 11, Tatum Fisher. Number 14, Nares Bartu. Number 22, Cameron Bernard. Leading scorer for the McKinleyville Panthers last time these two teams met was Gabby Watson coming off the bench. She had 12, and Tatum Fisher, number 11. Coach Clifton talked to me a little bit before the game. He says it's important we don't let number 11, that is Tatum Fisher, dictate the pace of this game and own the board. And talking to Coach Jacob Cheeks before the game from McKinleyville, he says it's just simple. We got to win the boards. He says he got outboarded up at Tuna Gymnasium by at least 20-1 on the rebounds. And he said we still came within 5 points of winning. So he says it's super important for McKinleyville to come out on their home floor and play much more physical than they did up at Tuna Gymnasium. And we talk about how special this game is right here. You don't have to look much farther than Max Preps when you look at the rankings. And this is California Division IV state rankings. The state rankings have Del Norte at number 6 and McKinleyville at number 7 overall in the whole state of California. And these two teams are battling right here in Humboldt County to see if they can jockey for positioning in the California state rankings. I haven't seen HDN this well represented in any sport in the state rankings, as St. Bernard sits at number 5. St. Bernard's is 5, Del Norte is 6, and the Panthers are 7 in the state in Division IV basketball. So we're in for a treat tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, last time these two teams met, it was a 5-point victory. For the Warriors, they defeated McKinleyville by a score of 52-47. So here goes the jump. Stoots is going to jump against Stubbs. Stubbs gets the ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be ball went out of bounds, so they're going to re-jump it up. Looks like they got Morgan Stubbs now starting the game. I didn't have her starting. So Stubbs is starting. Ball tip's going to go almost out of bounds, but it's going to be picked up by McKinleyville. Up with the shot, and she's going to get a blocking foul on the transition off the tip. That was Preston up with the shot. Stutes picks up a quick foul. And Preston to the line as McKinleyville pressed the issue on that one. First free throw up, no good. Big Five standings, Eureka top of the Big Five, 4-0. Del Norte 3-1, and McKinleyville sitting at 2-2. Second free throw on its way, and it's good. Panthers strike first. Full court pressure by the Panthers, zone press. Great job by the Warriors, passing out of it. Nunez, right side to Brooklyn Carter. High post to Stutes. Get pass out to Anissa, but she air-mailed her. Turnover, but what great patience that time by the Warriors. I was going to see how they'd react to the zone press, and the Warriors did a great job. Got in the front court and then turned it over. So it's going to be Panthers ball as Lewis comes across midcourt. Didn't see much of Lewis in the first game, and she got an instant foul trouble guarding Nunez before. Preston, Dubs on top, reset to Lewis. Ball goes corner, shot goes up by Pinard. No good, offensive rebound by Fisher, though. Kicks it out to Lewis, they'll reset to Preston on top. Del Norte in their tough man-to-man defense. Lewis to Stubbs, way out high. Tries to find Trinity, the ball's loose on the ground. Picked up, tracked from the back by Preston. On top to Stubbs, underneath to Lewis. 8 on the shot clock. Nice pass to Pinard, but she's going to miss the layup. Rebound by Carter, and they'll push it back the other way with Nunez. Nunez back to Carter, 3-point shot from the wing. Knocks it down. The freshman, or the sophomore, gets it rocking. 3-point basket, Warriors lead by 2. Great shot by Brooklyn from the right wing. Ball underneath the Stubbs, guarded by Stutes. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound's going to go loose, still loose, picked up by Stutes. Nunez quickly back the other way, gets it poked away by Pinard, picked up by Lewis. Turnover by the Warriors, and here comes the Panthers. Fisher, Preston, up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Pinard, she'll put it back up and in. Lots of pressure by the Panthers right now. Warriors weathering the storm. 3-3, your score. Anissa trying to get it back to Nunez, and it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be, bottom is going to be off the Warriors, but it's going to be tipped. So it's going to be Dillner ball still. The officials had to get together to talk about that one. Relax, got to come across slowly. Anissa back to Nunez, back to Carter. Carter breaks the pressure back on the backside. Shot goes up from 15 foot, no good. It's going to go out of bounds off the Panthers on a partially blocked shot by Preston. And it's going to be Warriors ball with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Inbound underneath their own baskets, that'll be Nunez. 3-3 your score, 5:50 left here. Get the ball into Stutes, it's going to go off Preston out of bounds. Got it into Stutes. Stutes tried to get it right back to Nunez, and Preston knocked it out of bounds. So Preston will inbound the ball. Get it in to Anissa. Anissa underneath to Stutes. Great spin move up with the shot, and she's going to get fouled. Great drop step shot by Stutes. Foul's going to go against Bartow. Bartow picks up her first foul. And Stutes at the line to shoot. She's a 51% free throw shooter. Nothing but net on the first one. And give the Warriors the lead back. 4-3 your score. 5:46 left here in the first quarter here at McKinleyville High School. Second one on its way. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Preston, though. Trinity gets it across midcourt. Pushes it right side to Lewis. Back out on top to Preston. Over left side to Bartow. Back out on top to Fisher. A little bit of a dribble series here by the Panthers. They pull all the way back out on top with 10 on the shot clock. Preston dribble drive out to Lewis. Middle of the key, runner by Lewis, no good. Rebound's going to go back to her, though. Scoop shot and goes. Great athletic play by Kim Lewis. The Panthers take back a one-point lead. Brooklyn gets it back over to Nunez. Stolen by Lewis. Warriors turn it over in the backcourt again. It was their nemesis. Nemesis last week against Eureka, not being able to break the press. It's snap, snap, two pass, and take it to the sideline. They'll get there. Ball's backside to Pinard. Easy look. She misses the crippled on the inbound play, and it's back out on top to the Panthers. They tried to get underneath to Fisher, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. Turnover by the Panthers. Good defensive step by the Warriors, and they got the ball back. Brooklyn Carter has it back over to Nunez, back over to Taylor. There it is, right there to Jacqueline, the top of the key, underneath to Stutes, back to Jacqueline. She fumbles it, gets it back to Carter. She'll shoot the 10-footer, and she got fouled. Bernard came out to pressure the ball and picks up the foul on the jump shooting Carter. Bernard picks up her first. Carter goes to the line, 72% free throw shooter. Knocks down the first one. She's got four, and the Warriors have tied it back up to five. Warriors 63% from the line this year. Coach Clifton would like to see that a little bit higher, especially going into the playoffs. Second one is a miss, but Corbett comes up with the rebound. Gets it out to Nunez. She'll fire the three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Lewis, and the Panthers come back the other way. Preston with the ball, middle of the key, kicks it out to Lewis. She'll fire the three from the left wing. Knocks it down. Big shot by the senior. Kim Lewis with the 5 points for the Panthers, and they lead by three. Brooklyn Carter across midcourt. Back to Gorbett. Dribble drive. Back over to Stutes. Great job, partially blocked by Bartu. Stutes had her shot blocked, and Lewis comes up with it. They'll pull it back out on top with just 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Preston over to Fisher. High post to Preston. Pulls it back out on top to Lewis, the point guard, left side to Pinard. Great ball movement by the Panthers. Not sure they're getting anywhere, but they do have good ball movement. Great job by Preston. Drives to the basket, and Stutes steps in and takes the charge. Great job by Stutes getting her feet set. Referee had no choice but to call a charge on that one. As Preston picks up her first, 13 foul against the Panthers. Taylor's got it off the inbounds from Nunez. Back to Nunez. Full court zone press by the Panthers. High post to Gorbett. Gorbett dribble drive to the basket, up with a shot, and she's going to get fouled. Bartu's going to pick up her second foul. She'll have four team fouls against the Panthers as Jacqueline Gorbett will go to the line to shoot two. 63% free throw shooter, averaging 8 points a game. The juniors put in great minutes. Didn't start at the beginning of the season, but worked her way into a starting lineup after the Fort Bragg tournament. And has done a great job at the post position. Only about 5'8", 5'9", but done a great job. Second free throw is good after missing the first one. 8-6 your score. Preston across midcourt. Into the ballgame for the Panthers. That is Turner, Bella Turner. She's got it right side. She'll fire the three. No good. Big rebound by Fisher, though, and she puts it back up and in. As Coach Clifton calls the timeout, and that's something they talked about, Fisher getting the backside rebound, puts it back up and in, and the Warriors trail by four. 10-6 your score. Gives you a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, including the scoreboard brought to you by Center Coast Hospital. Center Coast Hospital serving our community with care. The halftime show will be brought to you by Hayuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure. Bada Real Estate Group in Crescent City specializes in residential and commercial real estate. And H&R Block, get your maximum refund guarantee. Pivotal game here for both squads. McKinleyville comes in 13-6, 2-2 in league play. Warriors 14-4, 3-1 in league play. If McKinleyville can get the win, they'd be tied up with sharing the head-to-head with Del Norte. Coach Clifton talked a lot about the idea of coming down to these two teams for the 2 and 3 seed in the Dick Nicolai, and not only the Dick Nicolai, but probably a North Coast section. As North Coast section has Piedmont at number 1, St. Bernard's at number 2, Del Norte at 3, and McKinleyville at 4. Warriors inbound, full court pressure by the Panthers. Warriors break it pretty easily. But once they got across half court, they got double teamed, and Brooklyn Carter throws it away. Fisher comes up with the steal, and here come the Panthers back the other way. Wide open, easy look by Pinard as the Warriors are sleeping. 2-point basket, 6-point lead. Norbert with the ball. Got the high post, kicks it out to Brooklyn. Fumble, ball, bad passes. The Warriors completely out of sync right now here in the first quarter. Brooklyn with the ball, gets the pick from Gorbett. Back over to Gorbett, underneath to Stoop. Stoop's up with the shot, partially blocked, picked up by Preston. Panthers try to get out of transition, but Brooklyn stops them. Lewis, dribble drive, scoop shot, no good. Rebound to Stoop. Deuce is going to get the ball tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball. That was Bella Turner jumping in the mix. 12-6 your score, 2:11 left here in the first quarter. Warriors trail 12-6. Taylor back to Nunez, over to Carter, back to Nunez, over to Taylor. As they break it, and we're going to have a hand check foul out on the perimeter. Fisher's going to pick it up. That's her first. 15th foul, and the Warriors will inbound on the sideline. With a fresh shot clock with just over 2 minutes to play. Nunez over to Taylor, underneath to Stoops. Back to Taylor. Taylor fires the three, knocks it down. Pretty pass inside and back out to Taylor. Just what the doctor ordered, a 3-point bucket for the Warriors. Warriors trail by 3, Lewis with the ball over to Pinard. Defensively intensity's got to pick up for the Warriors. Dribble drive by Turner. She goes up, partially blocked by Stoops. Picked up by Nunez. We're going to have a foul on Lewis as she fouled Nunez in the backcourt. That's going to be 16 fouls on the Panthers. Next one will be bonus. Nunez will inbound the ball. Over to Taylor. Nunez slowly coming across, back over to Taylor, skip past Nunez, over back to Taylor. Taylor breaks the press, dribbles baseline, gets it to Stoops up with the shot, no good. Backside rebound by Preston, and she'll push it back the other way. Dribble drive middle of the key, over to Lewis. 3-point basket on the way, rattles it in. The senior, Kim Lewis, has 8 this quarter, and it's back out to a 6-point lead. Brooklyn over to Nunez, across to Taylor. Taylor breaks the double team. We're going to have another foul. As Taylor's forcing the action on the right wing, and Fisher picks up another foul on the perimeter. 2 against her, and it's going to send Taylor to the line for 1-1. The sharp shooting Taylor's only shooting 43% from the free throw line. Gianna, 10 of 23, knocks down the first one. She's got 4 tonight, and the Warriors trail by 5. Second free throw also good by Taylor. 15-11 your score. Small lineup on the floor for McKinleyville. I would say they don't have a true post on the floor. Everybody's pretty tall and lanky out there. Dribble drive, shot goes up by Turner. No good rebound by Carter, though. And we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Pinard. Interesting situation as 3 starters have 2 fouls for McKinleyville. Pinard, Bartu, and Preston Fisher, all 3 have 2. So Coach Cheek's got to go to his lot, to go to his bench right here. Another sub comes in with 43 seconds left as Carter goes the line to shoot 1-1. Best free throw shooter on the squad, 72%. Back rim, no good. Rebound by Preston. Preston will come across midcourt with 38 seconds left here in the first quarter. on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Turner has it out on the perimeter, goes right side into the ballgame. Number 20, that is Watson. Gabby's going to throw it away. It's going to be Delnort ball. Gabby was the leading scorer last time these two teams met. She comes off the bench. She had 12 last time. Warriors will have the ball for the last 26 seconds here. The shot clock's been turned off. Nunez has it slowly coming across midcourt over to Taylor. Back to Gorbett. Gorbett skip pass to Carter. Carter fires the three and knocks it down. Wide open look for Brooklyn. She's got seven, and it's down to a one-point lead. 4 seconds left. Preston's got the 25-foot line over to Turner. Turner dribble drive, loses the handle, and that's going to be it. Into the first quarter, the Warriors finish it off on a 6-0 run, and they will go into the second quarter trailing by one. 15-14 your score. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Warrior Sports.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnort Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans, here to McKinleyville High School, where Delnort Lady Warriors are trailing the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 15-14. Heading into the second quarter here, McKinleyville has the first possession. It's Watson in the ball game. Some substitutions are in because of foul trouble. Lewis fires the three. It's the air ball. Taylor comes down with the rebound out to Winningham. Easy transition look, but Winningham misses the easy bucket. Out to Gorbett. After the rebound, Nunez goes up and she gets it. Nunez knocks down the bucket, her first bucket of the ball game. 16-15 your score. Warriors up by one. What a big, big, big game this is for both these squads, and they're playing like it right now. Looks like an entry pass trying to get it into Turner, and there's going to be a foul. Foul's going to go against Winningham in the ballgame for the Warriors. Junior, Brianna Winningham in the ballgame. Second team foul against the Warriors. They get it into Watson. She goes up, and she gets fouled. Taylor's going to foul her on the low block and send it to the line for two. Gianna picks up her first foul. Three team fouls against the Warriors as Watson goes to the line to shoot two. Watson gets her first points of the ballgame, leading scorer last time these two teams met. 16-16 your score. Long rebound to Nunez. Nunez pushes it back in transition. Blows by Preston, up with the shot, no good. She's going to get fouled by Preston, though. And two fouls on Preston. 17 fouls, make that 19 fouls against McKinleyville. Nunez to the line, the 64% free throw shooter, getting her first free throws of the night tonight. Nunez knocks down the first free throw. Lily has shot 140 free throws this season with that one right there. Misses number 141, and the Panthers get the rebound. That's Watson back the other way. Sorry, Turner, scoop shot with the layup. No good. Big rebound by Winningham. Out to Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Up against Preston. Up with the shot. No good. Winningham with the rebound. Up, no good. Nunez gets fouled. Coach Cheek talked about the offensive rebound. The Warriors get three attempts right there. He says we can't give the Warriors that many attempts at the basket. 10th foul against McKinleyville. Nunez is at the line shooting two for the shot. First free throws goes in. The Warriors lead by two. As Fisher comes back in, she'll play with two as Preston takes a seat. Just underway here in the second quarter. 6:58 left. Second free throw, finger roll, no good. Rebounded by Gorbett, had it, but it was ripped out of her hand. Picked up by Turner. Turner out to Lewis, over to Bella. Bella all the way to the basket, scoop shot goes in. That's Bella Turner with the two-point basket. Tie ball game, 18-18 your score. No more press for McKinleyville as they pulled it off here in the second quarter. Nunez with the ball, gets the pick from Gorbett, get pass to Carter. Carter fires the three, no good, rebound by Lewis. Lewis will push it back the other way. She doesn't have the numbers. She'll kick it left side to Watson. Watson fires the three, no good. Long rebound to Taylor. Taylor will push it back down the left side. Try to get to the basket. She'll pull it back out, and she gets double teamed. Kicks it back out to Nunez. Nunez tries to get it over to Winningham, and she's going to get fouled on the pass. Foul's going to go against Bella Turner. She'll pick up her first, but it's double bonus, so Nunez will go to the line to shoot two. 2 of 4 so far tonight, make that 3 of 5. Warriors take the lead back, 19-18, pending the second free throw by Nunez. Suits checking back in after the make if she goes in. Long rebound on the second one, same time as last time, rebound by the Panthers. So Nunez just 50% from the line. 3 of 6 this quarter. Ball's over to Fisher, guarded by Nunez. Back out on top to Turner. Ball fake, dribble drive. Shot goes up, knocks it in. Too easy right there on the ball fake. Flew by Winningham. And Turner's got 4. 20-19 your score. Tough matchups for the Warriors. In the aspect of they don't have any post players. Tough to have our post players on the floor as they all, everyone on that team can fly by someone. Foul's going to go against Fisher. She picks up her third. Winningham was fouled on the shot there. Winningham at the line. First free throw, nothing but net, knocks it down. The junior makes her first point of the game. Stoops comes in, Gorbett comes out. 20-20 your score, 5:28 left here in the second. Ending the second free throw here by Winningham. Second free throw also good. Nice look, nice form on the free throws there by Winningham. 21-20 your score. Lewis across midcourt. Dribble drive, kick out right side. Tough matchup out on the perimeter for Stoops. Garden Turner. Over to Pinard. Corner to Bella. Bella with the ball, guarded by Turner out on top. Tally with the ball, Tally Turner. Over to Lewis, scoop shot goes up. She misses, but she gets her own rebound. Shot clock violation against the Panthers. As the shot by Lewis did not touch the rim. 21-20 your score. Warriors got the lead, and Coach Jacob Cheek wants a timeout to talk to his Panthers. With that timeout, he'll give a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, including Hambro's WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family, says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City, and Rookie. And Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1992. Up next tomorrow night, it's going to be the Delnor boys at home again at Tunin Gymnasium as they'll be taking on the McKinleyville Panthers. The Panthers 2-1, 16-4 overall, one of the favorites in the Big Five. Warriors last night had a tough game against Arcata as they fell to the Arcata Tigers at home by a final score of 61-49. They went to 1-2 in league play, 8-11 overall. Warriors were led by senior Ethan Thomas with 19 in a game that the Warriors battled for 3.5 quarters and just didn't have enough down the stretch. 5-point lead without 4 minutes left, and the Warriors just pressed a little too much shooting-wise, bad possessions, and Arcata extended the lead and ended up winning by 11. Coming out of the timeout, it's Warriors ball, no press by McKinleyville. They'll be in a man-to-man defense. Nunez across midcourt, getting a pick from Stoops. Dribble drive, scoop shot goes up, and she got fouled. Another reach-in foul by Panthers. Talking to Coach Cheek, he says, we got to step in and take a foul instead of step in and take a charge instead of reaching. And the Panthers have done the exact opposite so far tonight. But at the same time, Nunez is struggling from the free throw line. This is the first free throw. This is the second free throw. She's now 3 of 8 from the line. Warriors lead by 1. Lewis has the ball coming across midcourt. Picked up by Turner, shot in the middle of the key, goes in. Great job by Bella Turner. She's got 6 this quarter. The only field goals for the Panthers, and they take back a 1-point lead. Dribble drive by Nunez, back out to Stoops. Back to Nunez, skip pass to Brooklyn. Warriors reset with 15 on the shot clock. Underneath, tried to get it to Stoops and stolen by Lewis. Lewis quickly back the other way, hands it off to Watson. Watson up with the shot. We're going to have a blocking call on Stoops. Stoops picked up her second. And it'll be Tally Turner inbounding underneath. Great minutes by Bella Turner. She comes out as Preston comes back in. Gorba comes in. Winningham comes out. 22-21, your score. Inbound stolen by Nunez. They're out in transition. Nunez, one-on-one against Lewis. Up with the shot, knocks it down. Great shot by Lily off balance. Warriors take back a lead. Back and forth these two teams go. Watson underneath, out to Pinard. Back out to Watson, right side to Lewis. Lewis on the left wing, guarded by Nunez. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Out to Pinard, reset to Preston on top, guarded by Stoops. Tough guard by Stoops. Up with a shot by Preston, no good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Pinard. Not a post on the floor for McKinleyville. They've gone completely small at this point. Tough, tough situation for the Warriors as they're unable to use their big. 23-22 your score. Gorbett. Dribble drive. Kicks it out to Taylor. Shot goes up. Knocks it down. Big shot by Gigi. Gianna Taylor with her second three of the ball game, and the Warriors extend their lead to 4. With 3 minutes left in the second quarter, timeout by Coach Jacob Cheek. And that'll give a chance to say hello to some more of our legendary Sportscaster Club members, including Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Down at Office Supply. For all your office supplies and furniture and gifts, too. Now on 38th Street in Crescent City. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing matters. 26-22 your score. Warriors lead by 4. 3 minutes left here in the first half. Story of the first half is Coach Jacob Cheek going with a small lineup, pushing the pace, and talking to Coach Cheek, he'd like to see his team step in and take some more charges against the attacking Warriors offense, which they have been unable to do so far, as once again they find themselves in a foul predicament in the first half. Lewis with the ball out on the perimeter, and Nunez is going to pick up a reach-in foul. It'll be her first one. It's a 15 foul against the Warriors. Reset the shot clock. Preston will inbound on the sideline. Gets it into Watson. Yabby over to Lewis. Lewis out on the perimeter. Warriors extend that defense out. Gorbett guarding Preston. Gorbick gets it over to Gabby Watson, corner to Lewis. Dribble drive, scoop shot. No good. Another scoop shot, no good, but a rebound by Pinard, and we're going to have another jump ball. Great job by Gorbick tying up Pinard. And the possession arrow is going to the Warriors. 2:36 left here in the first half. 26-22 your score. As Nunez comes across me court slowly. Shot clock's not moving. There you go. Just started, so it's 26 on the shot clock. Taylor with the ball, top of the key, over to Nunez, underneath to Stoops. Got to take advantage of that matchup. Once again, they throw it away. If we're going to have a big out there, we're going to have to find a way to get it to her. Lewis out on the perimeter, tries to get it to Pinard. Up with the shot, and she got fouled. Great slash cut by Pinard, and she got the pass moving in stride. Taylor's going to pick up the foul. She's got two, 16 fouls against the Warriors. Pinard at the line to shoot two. Pinard with 4 points tonight. This will be her first free throw. First free throw on the way. Side rim, no good. Coach Cheek over here talking to his guards, Preston and Lewis. Big 2 minutes here for the home team to get back in this right now. And it's big 2 minutes for the Warriors to see if they can extend this lead. Front rim, no good, but a long rebound by Tally. Turner gets it over to Gabby Watson. 2 missed free throws, but they got the rebound. Tally over to Lewis. She'll fire the three. No good, but another offensive rebound. Watson up with a shot, no good. Hand it off. Gorman with the rebound. Hand it off to Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Kicks it. Taylor, 3-point shot on the way. No good air ball. Big miss by Taylor. As Kimora comes in. McCovey will come in for Brooklyn Carter. Watson or Preston across midcourt. Panthers trailing by four with the 1:40 left here in the first half. On the center goes off the scoreboard. Lopez to Pinard, guarded by Kimora. We're going to have a reach-in foul from around. You got to move your feet to in front instead of playing behind as Kimora picks up the foul. Going to the line for 1-1 is going to be Pinard. Cameron Pinard at the line, 0 for her first two. She'll be shooting a 1-1 situation here. First one goes up. She knocks it down. She'll get the bonus free throw. And it's down to a 3-point lead for the Warriors, 26-23. 1:34 left here in the first half on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Two big hard dribbles. Up with the second one. Front rim rolls in. Both free throws good for Cameron. Down to a 2-point lead for the Warriors. 1:35 left here in the first half as Nunez slowly comes across midcourt. This is the pace the Warriors like. Let's see if they take advantage of it. Kimora has it on the wing. She puts it over her head. Worst place you could put it. She was definitely pushed in the back there. No call, and it's going to be a jump ball possession arrow to McKinleyville. Lewis to Preston. And Preston will bring the ball across midcourt. Guarded by Jacqueline. Gorbick guarding that underneath to Pinard. Shot goes up, partially blocked by Kimora. Kicks back out, save. Preston has the top of the key. No good, rebounded by Gorbett. Gorbett over to Nunez, they'll slow it down. 55 seconds left. Warriors up by two. Nunez coming up, setting the pick for Kimora. Dribble drive, great look backside by Stoops. She goes up and she's going to get fouled. Great pass from Nunez. Foul's going to go against Gabby. She's got two. Stoots at the line to shoot two. 51% free throw shooter. Reins that one in. . 47-24 your score. Watson takes the seat as Bella Turner comes back in. Second free throw on its way, in and out, no good. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Stoots. Stoots gets it over to Gorbett. Gorbett's going to get fouled on her way to the basket, and it's going to be a two-shot bonus foul. It was on the ground, but the foul's going to go against, the question will be. Everybody's got two on that squad. It's going to go against Bernard. She now has three. So Fisher has three, Bernard has three. As Gorbett is at the line shooting two. Gorbett knocks down the first one. She's two or three from the line. Wilson comes in for Stute. 28-24 your score, 40 seconds left. Big free throw and a big defensive possession here for the Warriors. In and out, no good. Long rebound's going to go to Lewis. Lewis pushes it out in transition. Dribble drive, shot goes up, no good. Rebound two off the Warriors. It's going to be McKinleyville ball. Two Warriors battling for it under there, a couple guards. 29 seconds left. Shot clock will be turned off. Great job defensively as Lewis has the ball. Pulls it back out on top to Tally. Over to Preston. 20 seconds left. Dribble drive. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett. Gorbett over to Taylor. Taylor back to Nunez. And they'll reset. As we have a they're going to have a stop and play here, as Preston ended up hurting her knee on that last drive. 10 seconds left now. Make that 8 seconds. Nunez has the ball. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Nice job by Nunez and a great pick by Lily Wilson to free up Nunez on that one. Nunez has a great second quarter, and the Warriors are going to take a 6-point lead into halftime. 30-24 your score. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's lunchtime. And as noisy as this school cafeteria is, gotcha. It's also the scene of a quiet food revolution. These kids cut in line for crisp slices of cucumbers to top off their tacos. Yeah. They're calling dibs on juicy pears and crunchy apples. They're eating fresh, seasonal foods at school. Their families are able to buy and grow more of the same in their own neighborhoods.
Totally cool.
What's at the root of this change? The American Planning Association invites you to find out with a visit to planning.org. That's planning.org. Explore communities where Fresh concepts about local food are taking root thanks to good planning. Discover regions where planning is connecting farmers with their city and suburban neighbors. Learn how planning can help turn communities into greener and healthier, sustaining places of lasting value.
Thanks.
Public service of this station and the American Planning Association.
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at McKinleyville High School, where the Del Norte Warriors lead the Panthers by a score of 30-24 in a game that was kind of back and forth as they exchanged leads two or three times in the first half, or in the first quarter, and then once again four or five times in the second quarter. The Panthers had a 15-14 lead after the first quarter, and then the Warriors, Nunez, took off in the second quarter. She shot 8 free throws, only making 3 of 8, but 3 field goals. She had 9 alone in the second quarter, and the Warriors take a 6-point lead into the half. Joining me at the half on the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report is Malia Jackson from the JV Girls Squad. Malia, great first half for the Warriors considering they're on the road. What did you like? What did you see that you liked in the first half?
I just like seeing like the intensity on defense. Everyone was talking and like moving their feet. Nobody was reaching at all. Like they were playing good, clean defense.
You've played in the HDN long enough. I know it's only your second year, but what is very important? What's important when you go on the road in the Big Five? I don't care if it's McKinleyville, Eureka, Fortuna, Arcata. What's important for you to get ready, and what do you got to make sure you bring to the court when it comes to being on the road?
I think, like, just being on the road, I think you just need to know your gym, because I know that, like, when we play in Arcata, I know that their hoop is a lot more wobbly than the other hoop, so you always got to know, like, you got to get right in the middle of that.
And shooting-wise, perception-wise, one of the hardest gyms I ever thought was Fortuna to shoot in.
Yeah, Fortuna is one of the biggest ones, because, like, it's just so big.
The whole field house is big, right?
Yeah.
It makes it tough. So taking a look at that first half, Nunez with 9 points. It was kind of tough for the Warriors in the aspect of McKinleyville went small. And when they went small, it was hard for the Warriors to get their bigs in the ball game. Do you think that was kind of planned by Coach Cheek?
I do think that he saw that in some way.
And taking a look at the press, obviously they watched the Eureka game, but Del Norte did much better at breaking the press tonight than they did against Eureka.
Yeah, they saw the open holes since McKinleyville plays zone defense for their press, and they saw and they took advantage of those.
Freshman action tonight, 42-32, 8-6 overall, 3-2 in league play. And Bliss Blackburn, I wasn't here, unfortunately, to see it, but I got the book and I was like, I started adding them. I was like, huh? 29 points?
29.
What?
That's a high.
I know you were probably in the locker room getting ready, but you got it.
I saw a lot.
You saw some of it, right?
Yeah.
So what does Bliss bring to that team when it comes to camaraderie?
I think she just moves. She moves without the ball, and that sets her open for a lot of open shots and a lot of open drives. And that's how you need to play basketball. You need to be always on the move.
Good. And for your JV squad, 44-22 victory against McKinleyville, coming off a tough loss against Arcata. Mm-hmm. What happened in Arcata, first of all? Let's go back to that ugly game just for a second. You guys played, you almost kind of looked a little flat out there. And I know the Tigers didn't, it's sometimes tough to play. The crowd kind of gets into it, especially the JV game, pushing into the varsity. But you guys could have played much better.
Yeah. Our communication really wasn't there that game. And we had our intensity from the Eureka game. We were really hoping to bring that into our Cater game. And it
came
just
out a little flat.
It came out flat.
But bounce back tonight, 44-22 victory. You had 19 points. Great job. 4-1 in league play. Big second half of the season coming up for the conference schedule. What do you got to do to make sure you finish strong?
We just need to work on our areas that we know that we're struggling in, and we are doing that at practice, and we're able to execute each of our problems one by one.
Big game at Tunin Gymnasium last night as the boys took on the Arcata Tigers, the undefeated league play Arcata Tigers, and fell 61-49. In a game that was a 5-point game with about 4 minutes left, but the Warriors unable to hit some big shots down the stretch and ended up losing 61-49. Warriors fall to 1-2 in league play. 8-11 overall. But if you look back at last night's game, it wasn't all for naught. I thought the Warriors did pretty well.
They were fighting that whole time.
What was most impressive to you?
I think my most impressive was Lyon's defense on Bento. He was playing his strong hand really well. And I know Bento can go both hands, but Lyon was still having great defense on him.
One thing about Bento, I mean, if he's in the gym, he's open.
Yeah, he's
the
open.
The dude will shoot from anywhere, right?
Anywhere.
And I thought the Warriors did a great job defensively of making sure they were in his pocket
the whole time.
And Rigdon did a great job. The sophomore came in and was up for the challenge, and I think he set the tone defensively for the Warriors.
Yes, I do too. And also on offense too, he was executing perfectly.
Absolutely. He moves well without the ball. And let's talk a little bit about Ethan Thomas. Ethan, coming off a great football season, struggled here and there. Sometimes I don't know. Basketball doesn't come to straight second, first nature for him. Mm-hmm. It sometimes takes him a while to click. But I thought he did a great job last night. 19 points on the night. And I thought he did a great job against Moxon. Moxon, the big high-flying player for the Arcata Tigers. And I believe he had 5 blocks against Moxon. And the boys just really showed up.
Yeah, Ethan was – his defense was there that game. He was watching the ball the whole time, and he was timing every block perfectly.
And I just like the boys show up for you guys, a hats off to you guys showing up for the just like the boys show up for you, you guys showed up for the boys last night, cheering them on. It's fun to play at Tunin Gymnasium, especially in league play. You going to be there tomorrow night?
Yes, I will. Wait, yes, I will.
Yes, you will. You're not going nowhere. Turn around Saturday, you guys have a big game, St. Bernard's.
Yes.
St. Bernard's, great program down there, been playing really hard. Your game must tip off at 1:30.
Yes.
1:30, varsity at 3. What kind of, have you played St. Bernard's JV squad yet?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think we played them once in one of a tournament.
Did you beat them?
Yes.
Awesome. The varsity game is going to be a huge matchup. The Warriors lost to St. Bernard's over at the Mount Shasta tournament. St. Bernard's ranked number 2 in North Coast Section Division 5. Warriors sit at number 3. McKinleyville at 4. Big 2 games on the road for the Warriors as they got McKinleyville tonight. St. Bernard's on Saturday. So big game for them. We'll have that game live for you. Hopefully we'll have you around at halftime. I'm also going to have a special guest. Eddie Viducci from the Beast is going to be joining me at halftime also. We're going to talk a lot about travel basketball. And to be honest with you, the travel basketball that Eddie's put on in Humboldt County and now has moved up into Del Norte County is, I think, a big reason why we have lots of success in the HDN. A lot of girls playing basketball, not just during basketball season.
Yes, a lot of them do.
Keys to the second half, about 35 seconds left here before we start. What do the Warriors got to do here on the road up by 6?
I think they're executing perfectly on the press breaker. Our shots, they got to fall this half. And our rebounds, we just got to get there.
I think you're right, because the home team's going to come out fired up. They're
going
to make a run at us. The question will, can the Warriors knock down a couple shots to keep the momentum their side?
I hope so. I'm hoping.
Hey, Leah, thank you for joining us at halftime.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. All right, good luck Saturday, and we'll talk to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. And that was your Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. Here as we start the second half. The Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report is brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet. It has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet located on US Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Warriors get the first possession of the second half. They go straight to work at the low post to Stoots. She misses the reverse layup, and it's rebounded by the Panthers. Preston has the ball coming back the other way off the missed shot. Fisher has it. Fisher back underneath the Preston at the low post. She posts up Gorbett, misses the shot. Long rebounds to Anissa. Anissa comes up with it, pushes it out to Nunez. Nunez, dribble drive, great look backside as Stoots misses back-to-back bucket. 30-24 your score, great dime from Nunez. Couldn't get it to fall. Nunez into Stoops. Back out. Nunez fires the three. Air ball backside saved by Stoops, but into Preston's arms. Preston out in transition. All the way to the basket. Nobody stepped in, but she misses it. Stoops comes up with the rebound. Out to Nunez. Nunez one-on-one against Lewis. Up with the shot. We're going to have an offensive foul as Nunez ran right into Lewis. Great job by Lewis. Nunez needed a jump stop on that one. First team foul against the Warriors. First foul against Nunez. 30-24 your score. Warriors lead by six. Ball's outside over to Preston. Bartow back in the ballgame. She sat out most of the second half, first half, as the definitely the biggest post player. But Bartow didn't play much. Dribble drive by Fisher. She misses another one. Long rebound to Preston. They miss another one, but another rebound by Bernard. Three offensive rebounds by the Panthers, and then Bernard finally gets one to drop. 30-26 your score. Nunez gets the pick out on top by Lewis. On Lewis. Dribble drive. Gets it over to Stoops. She knocks that one in. Another great dime by Nunez. Stoops gets that one to fall. 32-26 your score. Both teams a little out of sync here to start the third quarter. Both knowing how important this game is. Bernard gets a pass from Lewis. Easy look for Cameron. She gets the easy bucket for Panthers. Back to a four-point lead. Nunez, the traditional walk across midcourt, 20 on the shot clock. Dribble drive, great job backside again. Middle of the key, drop pass to Stoops. Another easy bucket for the Warriors. 34-26 your score. More of your Sportscasters Club members include Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. 34-26 your score. Warriors lead by six. Foul situation for the Panthers. Cameron Bernard has three, along with Tatum Fisher has three. And they have four players, the other starters, with two fouls. On the Warriors side, nobody has three fouls. Stoops, Taylor, and Nunez, all three of them have two. Warriors up by six as Preston will inbound the ball. Preston gets the ball into Lewis. Lewis slowly comes across midcourt, a lot like Nunez does. Right side to Preston. Gets a pick out on top, dribble drive. Dumps it off. Shot goes up. Great look by McKinleyville. That was Bartow getting her first bucket of the game. Back to a four-point lead. Nunez guarded by Lewis. Skip pass to Anissa. She'll fire from the corner. No good. Ball's going to go off Bernard's foot. Out of bounds. Going to be Delmar ball. Anissa a little quiet in the first half. She got the start. No points yet. If she could get going here, that would be a big help for the Warriors. Nunez will inbound the ball. Gets it in to Carter, back to Nunez. Nunez dribble drive, scoop shot, knocks it in. Easy look for Nunez as they're scared to even guard her with the foul situation. Warriors up by six again, 36-30. Preston, right side, Bartu. Bartu guarded by Stoops, ball stolen. Out to Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Ball's knocked away by Lewis. Out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors ball underneath their own basket as Lewis stopped the fast break. Nunez inbounds the ball. Gets it into Gorbett. Gorbett up with the shot blocked by Bartu. Preston in transition. Over to Lewis. Shot goes up partially blocked by Stoops. Rebounded by Gorbett, but the ball stolen from her. Out to Lewis, right side to Preston, fires the three. No good, rebound by Anissa. We're going to have a blocking foul against McKinleyville. Bartu picks up her third. not what Coach Chief wanted. 80 feet away from the hoop is a blocking foul by our post player. Nunez slowly across midcourt, 20 on the shot clock. Lewis guarding her. Man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. High post to Corbett. She dribble drives. Looks backside to Stutz with the ball stolen. Gets it to Preston. Preston out in transition. Right side to Lewis. Ball fake. Dribble drive. Loose on the ground. Picked up. Opportunistic bucket right there for Bartu as she picked up the loose ball and put it in. 4-point lead for the Warriors. Panthers answer. Warriors always respond. 3-point basket, top of the key, no good. Long rebound to Fisher. Fisher out to Lewis. Panthers trying to get right back in this thing. Transition look, right side to Preston. 3-point basket, no good. Rebound by Fisher, and back up and in. Fisher gets the easy bucket. 36-34, down to a 2-point lead. Anissa to Stoop. To Gorbett. Top of the key. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Panther ball. Taylor comes in. Carter comes out. Panthers got a chance to tie it up or take the lead here, trailing by two. Just over 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Lewis to Pernard. Over to Bartu. Corner to Lewis. Looking for a good look. They get underneath to Pernard. Nice look. Post move. Tie ball game, Warrior fans. As Cameron has 6 points here in the third quarter, and it's 36-36. Nunez with the ball gets a pick from Lewis. On top to Gorbett. Gorbett back over to Nunez. Kind of out of sync a little bit. Nunez dribble drive, goes up with the shot, floater goes. Big, big bucket for the Warriors. They needed that one. 38-36 your score. Lewis across midcourt. Guarded by Anissa out on the perimeter. Finds Bernard playing from behind. As Fisher just moseys her way down the lane and gets an easy look. She gets fouled on her way to the basket. Deuce picked up her third. Brooklyn Carter comes out because she couldn't box her out. Now Taylor lets her get to the basket. Fisher knocks down her first free throw. 38-37 your score. Second free throw around the rim, knocks it in. Both free throws are good for Fisher, and it's back to a tie ball game. Nunez will slowly come across midcourt with 2 minutes left in the quarter. We got ourselves a battle right here, Warrior fans. Nunez just keeping it by herself out there, gets the pick from Gorbett. Dribble drive, kicks to Anissa, gotta have one. Got it! Bottega from the wing. Big three-pointer by the junior. Anissa knocks down her first bucket of the game. Warriors lead by three. 1:20 left. Lewis, dribble drive. Backside to Bartu. Stolen by Taylor. Out to Anissa. Nunez out in transition. Blows past Bernard. Up with the shot. No good. Ball's going to be knocked around. It's going to go to Bernard. It's going to pick up the loose ball. Kind of a forced shot by Nunez that time. Minute left, Panthers got the ball. Lewis on the top of the key. 20 on the shot clock, low post to Preston. She goes up. Nice shot by Preston off the glass. They respond. Preston gets her first field goal of the game. 41-40 your score. 23 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Nunez with the ball, high post to Gorbett. Gorbett back out to Nunez. Dribble drive. Floater in the middle of the key, knocks it down. Way too easy for Nunez. She's got six this quarter. Warriors back up by three. 1 second differential, shot clock to game clock, 20 on the game clock. Bartu has it. Over to Preston. Corner to Lewis. Lewis, dribble drive. Stopped by Anissa. Kicked back out to Fisher. Back out to Preston, 10 to play. All the way to the basket, easy bucket by Preston. She gets it. 4 seconds left. Nunez has it, heading to the basket. Pulls it back out. Fires the three from the wing. No good for the Warriors. So at the end of three quarters, that was a quick quarter. 43-42 your score. The Warriors lead. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Back to the fourth and final quarter here at McKinleyville High School as Del Nort and McKinleyville are in a battle. Lead changes multiple times, at least 10 to 15 times this game, as they just keep getting back and forth at each other. Warriors, McKinleyville came back and tied it up. Warriors led by six at the half. Panthers came back, tied it up. The Warriors hit a big three by Anissa. Preston answered back for the Panthers, and then Nunez knocked down another one, and the Warriors are going to lead by one going into the fourth quarter here. Two fouls against Del Norton, one against McKinleyville in the third quarter. That was a quick quarter. As the Panthers have the ball to start the fourth, Lewis with the ball on the inbound. Reset out on top. They get it to Pinard. On top to Bella Turner in the ballgame. Over to Fisher, reset right side. Lewis with the ball, spin drive, up with the shot. Knocks it down, great look by Kim. That's their first field goal since the first quarter, and the Panthers take back the lead. 44-43 your score. Nunez across midcourt. Winningham in the ballgame for the Warriors. Ball's going to be thrown away. Tries to get it into Stoots, and it's stolen. Right side to Lewis, underneath to Bernard, over to Lewis. Dribble drive, scoop shot for Lewis, no good, rebound by Stute. Out to Anissa. Anissa kicks it to Stute, to Nunez. Anissa, right side, three on the way, no good. Rebound for Bernard, long rebound, out to Preston. Preston in transition. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Preston as both Nunez and Anissa, it was like a bowling pin. They both go down. Preston picks up her third. Two team fouls against McKinleyville. Great defensive play by both of the juniors. 44-43 your score. Warriors trail by one. Nunez across midcourt. It's a battle on both sides. Both teams playing hard. Corner to Taylor, underneath to Stute, back to Nunez. Dribble drive, shot goes up, another floater by Nunez. They can't let her get to the middle of the key, which she did right there again and knocks down the floater. Warriors back up by one, 45-44. Bernard with the ball, out to Fisher, fourth quarter, 6 minutes to play. Over to Bella Turner, back out to Lewis, get past to Preston. 10 on the shot clock, out to Bernard. Ball's going to be thrown away. Turnover for the Panthers. Good defensive effort by the Warriors. They're closing down the lanes and playing great post defense. Nunez will walk it up across midcourt in no hurry. 20 left on the shot clock as she comes across midcourt. Guarded by Lewis. As she goes to look for the ball from Brianna and the ball's thrown away. Nunez was on a different page. Turnover by the Warriors, and Panthers have it back. Dribble drive to the basket, and Preston gets to the basket as Taylor let her go. Taylor's going to pick up the foul. Taylor's got three. Three team fouls against the Warriors as Preston hits the line. She's one of two from the line. Make that one of three as she misses the first one. As Carter comes in, Taylor comes out. 45-44 your score. Warriors lead by one. Ending the second free throw here for Preston. Two hard dribbles, deep knee bend, up with it. Back rim, knocks it in. Big high, high bounce. Free throw goes in, and we're back to a tie ball game. 45-45 your score. Wouldn't have wanted any different here in this Big Five showdown. Nunez with the ball, gets the pick from Winningham. Dribble drive. Over to Anissa. Underneath to Stute. We're going to have a foul underneath. Foul's going to go against Turner. She picks up her third, battling with Stute underneath. Three team fouls against both teams now. Nunez will inbound the ball. Nunez gets the ball in, tries to get it to Preston, or Anissa, stolen by Preston. Out in transition, Preston, she's going to throw it out of bounds out. It looked like Anissa might have bumped her. We might have got away with one there. But the ball's out of bounds off the Panthers. It's going to be Delnor ball. Nunez across midcourt now. Just slowly come up. 5 minutes to play, tie ball game, 45-45. Winningham sets the pick for Nunez, kicks it out to Carter. Carter fires the three, no good, rebound by Stute. Stute's back up, no good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off the Panthers. Fresh shot clock. 5:05 to play on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Nunez will inbound the ball. Gets it way out on top to Anissa, corner to Nunez. Nunez fires the three and knocks it down. A big three by Lily. She's got all 5 points for the Warriors here, and the Warriors back up by three. Bernardo fires a three. No good. Rebound by Brooklyn Carter. Carter and Stute came down with that one. Gets it to Nunez. She'll slow it down across midcourt. Warriors lead by three. Big possession here for the Warriors. 4:30 to play. Nunez, dribble drive against Lewis. Tries to find Carter, backside ball stolen. Out to Fisher, out to Lewis. Lewis, up with the shot, knocks it down, and she's fouled. Big, big shot by Lewis. Chance for a three-point play as Anissa Batiga picks up her first. Four team fouls against the Warriors as Lewis tries to complete the three-point play here. Back rim, no good. Rebound by Winningham. 48-47, your score. Warriors lead by one. Nunez across midcourt. Midway through the fourth quarter. Nunez getting the pick. They switched Fisher Garden Nunez. Right side to Brooklyn. Back on top to Anissa. Ball's knocked away by Preston. It's going to continue to be Warrior ball. 9 seconds left on the shot clock as Nunez will inbound. Sub coming in. It'll be Gorbick coming in for Winningham. Winningham, Nunez into Anissa, back to Nunez. Five on the shot clock, over to Stute. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to stay. Delnor ball with one on the shot clock. 1 second on the shot clock. 48-47 your score. It's got to be an inbound play for a shot right here. Catch. Shot's got to go up, and it's going to be a shot clock violation as Brooklyn Carter caught to catch to shoot, and it was an air ball. Timeout on the floor by Coach Jacob Cheek. With 3:54 left here in the ballgame, Delnor leads 48-47. Gives a chance to hello some more Sportscasters Club members, including Brian's Beach Dog, relish today, catch up tomorrow, grab a dog, and more in Harbor. South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Road in Brookings and in Crescent City. Lisa McCowan, State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992. Trying to keep you warm and happy. Next broadcast will be tomorrow night as Mr. John Pritchett will bring you live Warrior Boys action as they will host the McKinleyville Panthers tomorrow night. Tip-off scheduled for 7:30. Pre-game show at 7:20. And then we'll have a special Saturday game as the Delmar girls travel to St. Bernard's to take on the Crusaders. 3 o'clock tip-off time. Pre-game show started at 2:20 as the Warriors will take on the number 2 ranked team in North Coast Section Division 4. And the Warriors sitting at number 3. Could be a big, big game for both those squads on Saturday. Just as big as this one is right here. Under 4 minutes to play, Panthers have the ball. Preston on the right wing, underneath to Bernard. And we're going to have a travel call on Bernard. She was double-teamed down on the baseline, and she got called for the walk. Nunez slowly coming across. 48-47, your score. Left side to Brooklyn. Over to Gorbitz. Gorbitz to Anissa. Getting the pick from Gorbitz. Over to Brooklyn, and she's going to throw it away. Brooklyn saved it out of bounds to Fisher, and we're going to have a charging call. Anissa was there to take the charge, but she's going to get called for the block. Not quite sure about that one. But Fisher's going to go to the line to shoot two on the transition look. 48-47 your score. Fisher at the line. She's 2 of 2. Make that 3 of 3 from the line. As Gabby Watson comes in, Bella Turner goes out. Gabby, the leading scorer for the Panthers last time these two teams met, has been held to just 1 point tonight. Fisher's second free throw on the way. Nothing but net. Knocks them both down. And the Panthers back with the one-point lead. 49-48 your score. 3 minutes to play. Warriors trail by one. Nunez across midcourt, guarded by Lewis. Nunez gets the pick by Gorbitz. Dribble drive out to Anissa. Fires the three from the wing. No good. Rebound's going to go to the Panthers as it goes out of bounds off Stu. Winningham comes in. Anissa comes out. Preston across. Gives it off to Lewis coming across midcourt. Under 3 minutes to play. Warriors trail by one. Big defensive possession here for the Warriors. Preston back over to Fisher. She'll fire the three. Big, big bucket for the Panthers as Fisher knocks down a three ball, and it's a 4-point lead for the Warriors. I mean, for the Panthers. 52-48 your score. Can the Warriors respond? Nunez dribble drive, pulls it back out. 3-point shot on the way, air ball. Not a good look for the Warriors. A lot like the boys' game, trying to get it all back at once. 52-48, Panthers ball. A lot of time left here in the ball game. Lewis with the ball. Over to Watson. Watson out to Preston. Dribble drive by Preston. She'll pull it back out. On top to Gabby. Watson right side to Lewis. Underneath to Bernard. Back out to Watson. Fires the three. Another three ball. Back-to-back three-point baskets for the Panthers. As Gabby Watson knocks one down. 6-point lead. Make that 7-point lead. Nunez, dribble drive. Up with the shot. And she's fouled. Foul's going to go against the Panthers. Nunez going to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Lewis. She picks up her second. Nunez knocks down the first free throw. Big free throws here for Nunez. 6-point game. Misses the second one. Stays 6 points. Off the Panthers, it's going to be Warrior ball. 1:32 left in the game. Warriors trail by 6. As Taylor comes in. Taylor comes in. Winningham comes out. Warriors got to get a good look right here. Nunez gets looking, gets the ball in. Stolen by Preston. Preston out to Lewis. Lewis out in transition. She'll pull it back out on top, leading by six. Carter chases her down out on the perimeter. Over to Fisher. Back out to Watson. Back to Preston. 10 on the shot clock. Minute 15 on the game clock. They'll run it down as Lewis has the ball. Underneath, great look to Watson. And we're going to have a jump ball with the ball. I don't think the ball is ever tied up. But it's going to be McKinleyville's ball off the possession. So 6 seconds left on the shot clock as the Panthers will inbound underneath their own basket. They get the ball into Pernard. Back out to Watson. Fires a three. Top of the key. Rattles around and knocks it down. Gabby Watson, back-to-back three-pointers. 9-point lead for the Panthers. Shot goes up by Nunez, no good. Rebounded by Watson, and she's going to get fouled. And that's going to do it. 58-49, 47 seconds left. What timely shooting for the Panthers, who were ice cold all game, at least through the second and third quarter, and they've knocked down three straight three-pointers to take a 9-point lead. Timeout on the floor by the Warriors, and that gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors. Eco-Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. And England Marine Supply. Fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. .58-49 your score. Three straight three-pointers, timely shots by the Panthers. Just what they needed as this game was notched back and forth the whole fourth quarter. Couple turnovers, big shots by the Panthers. Gabby Watson coming off the bench, didn't play much in the first three quarters, had some fresh legs and knocked down a couple big buckets. Preston will inbound the ball for the Panthers. Full court pressure for the Warriors. Get it back to Preston, back over to Lewis. Lewis is going to get fouled by Taylor, and she'll go to the line. Taylor picks up her fourth. And that'll be a one-on-one situation for the Panthers. Lewis at the line. She's 0-for-1 from the line. First free throw, front rim, around. No good. But Lewis is going to get her own rebound because Carter did not box out. As the shooter gets the rebound and she gets fouled again. Brooklyn picks up her first foul. First free throw, good. Lewis is now 1-of-3 and is out to a 10-point lead. 37 seconds to play. Second free throw on its way. Front rim, no good. Rebound by Stoops. Stoops out to Carter. Carter across midcourt over to Taylor. Taylor fire the three. No good, air ball. Over to Pernard. Back to Fisher. And we're going to have a foul off the ball as Gorbett's going to get called for it. Gorbett picks up her first foul of the game, and it's going to send Fisher to the line with 25 seconds left. Fisher is 4-of-4 from the line. This is a 1-and-1. Makes the front one. 5-for-5. She'll get the bonus free throw. 60-49, your score. Warriors trail by 11. Second free throw on its way. Both of them good. And the lead's out to 12. Nunez across midcourt with 20 seconds left. She'll fire the three from the top of the key and knock it down. 14 seconds left. Lewis with the ball. Ball's going to be knocked away. It's going to be foul on Gorbett. Nunez got the three-point ball. Foul on Gorbett. And it's going to put Lewis back at the line. 1 of 3 from the line. Lewis will shoot 2 for double bonus now. First one knocks it in. 62-52, 10-point lead, 10 seconds left. Tough, tough bot game. Timely shooting by the Panthers. Second free throw also good. 11-point lead. And we're going to have a turnover by the Warriors, and that's going to do it. 7 seconds left. It'll be inbounds, and they'll probably run this one out as the Warriors are going to fall to the McKinleyville Panthers here. 63-52. Inbound to Watson. Watson back out to Bernard. Over to Preston. And that's going to do it, folks. After a hard-fought game, some timely shooting by the Panthers, and the Warriors are going to lose this one. 63-52. We'll be back with the post-game show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week post-game show. We'll have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Community Clinic offers pediatric care with pediatrician Dr. Nassery and certified pediatric PA Susie Schwartz. If your infant or child is in need of a pediatrician's care, please call Sutter Coast Community Clinic to get set up as a new patient. Dr. Nassery and PA Susie Schwartz offer wonderful care and look forward to serving your pediatric needs. For an appointment, call 707-464-6715.
Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Back to McKinleyville High School, where the Del Norte Lady Warriors just fell to the McKinleyville Panthers by a final score of 63-52. The Warriors fall to 14-5, 3-2 in league play, and the McKinleyville Panthers improve to 14-6, 3-2 in league play. Both teams will be tied for second place here in the Big Five, with Eureka on top, undefeated. Taking a look at the scoring here for both squads. It was 15-14, a one-point lead for McKinleyville after one. The Warriors came back, outscored McKinleyville by 7 in the second quarter, took a 6-point lead into half. And at the end of three quarters, it was Del Norte leading by 1. And in the fourth quarter, it went back and forth. But with a minute and a half left, the Panthers hit 3 back-to-back-to-back three-pointers, gave themselves a 9-point lead, and they never looked back at the end of the ballgame. It was Lewis with 15 for McKinleyville. Fisher had 13 and 2 big three-pointers by Gabby Watson at the end of the game. She had 7. Cameron Bernard had 12 for McKinleyville. They finished that game with a 21-point quarter in the fourth quarter. And as for your Del Norte Warriors, Brooklyn Carter had 7. Lily Nunez had 24 points. Winningham had 2. Bottega had 3. Gianna Taylor had 8. Gorbett had 2, and Lauren Stoats had 6 points on the night. Up next for our broadcast, it's going to be tomorrow night. The boys will be taking on McKinleyville at home. John Prince will have live game action for you tomorrow night as the Warriors take on McKinleyville and try to break the snide after a tough loss against Arcata. And up for the girls next, we'll be back on the air Saturday also as the Del Norte Lady Warriors will take on St. Bernard's Crusaders down in Eureka. And that game slotted for a 3 o'clock start time. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up for us here tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without peer, Gloria, back in the studios, for my broadcast partner, John Pritchett, for Mike O'Brien at KPOD, and General Manager Larry Tempe, and President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score tonight, Del Norte falls to McKinleyville 63-52. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Jawell Benson Hardware, Chimney Craft, Lisa McAllen, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation. KPOD at BiCoastalMedia.com.
Day in, day out, you work for every paycheck. You take pride in your job and you do.